stay healthy. I want to stay healthy. I want to stay healthy, right? That's my new mantra. What do you think? Welcome back to the Reset Podcast, where together we're going to look at ways to stay healthy as we get older. I'm Beverly Morrison Green. In the last episode, we explored the enormous value of positivity, and now we're going to continue our exploration into healthiness. Let's dive in on what might be the most obvious way to stay healthy and mobile. That is exercise. Ooh, this one scares me just a little bit because I know it's the right thing to do and I enjoy it, but you have to work up the motivation. Okay, so we're going to talk to Mr. Henry Swift, who has committed himself to exercising and living life to its fullest in his 80s. Can you believe that? And we'll check in with Lisa Say from St. Patrick's Senior Center and get some exercise tips, especially for those of us who are less mobile. But to get this conversation going, I caught up with the lovely Miss Jahara Muhammad, and she, well, let's hear it from her own mouth. Good afternoon. How are you, Jahara?
Good afternoon, Beverly. I am well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm great. I'm so happy to have this opportunity to talk to you today. Tell us a bit about yourself and why you feel like you do as passionate as you are about exercising.
Sure. So my name is Jahara Muhammad. I am the founder of Penny Love Fitness. We are a fitness company here in Detroit, Michigan. I am a Detroiter at heart, born and raised. And all my life, I've seen people start businesses around the city. And the city's model to me is hustle and bustle. We're known as Motown, the car capital of the world, et cetera. So movement is important, not only in our lives, but it's part of our culture here in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. That's what we do in Detroit. Since we are movers and shakers here in the city of Detroit, how did your particular entity begin?
So how I got started on the fitness journey, if you will, is I work in technology. So I was working at a Fortune 500 IT firm, and I worked 12 to 14 hours a day, and I did a lot of sitting. And so my first mind when I would be tired or I had a lot of hospital visits, unfortunately, for health problems. And my doctor told me it's due to inactivity. And so I was thinking, well, I walk at work, you know, I sit down, so I shouldn't really be inactive. But the problem is all that sitting and lack of movement. Our bodies were made to move. So being in that compromising position of hunched over a desk all day, hunched over a phone, your legs not moving, your body not getting circulation is detrimental to our health. And so my thought process, one day I just stood up in my cubicle because I started doing desk stretches. And I looked around and I said, you know what, if I have this issue, I bet you every other person in this office, because you would see facial expressions when they stood up and, you know, you lean back, your back cracks, your arm. You have all these little popcorn sounds, you know, you shouldn't have. So I started taking a Zumba class with my mother. And as I was taking the class, the instructor said, you seem to really like it. Why don't you teach it? I went, took the certification and started teaching to help other people, specifically women, because a lot of women have sedentary lifestyles, be it, even though we're moms, we're caregivers, we chase people around. But at the end of the day, we don't necessarily take care of ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so when I look at the, especially the 50 plus population, we've, you know, we've worked, we've raised our children. So what do we do now? Well, now I want to take a break, but you still have to move in order to stay healthy.
And there we have it. We have to move to stay healthy. But Zumba class, well, we'll come back to that in just a minute. I talked to Mr. Henry Swift, and I get the impression he never stops moving. Tell me how active you were in the past.
Okay.
Physically active.
Physically.
We know mentally active, you always had to be up and, you know, ready to do whatever the day brought.
Right.
But were you physically active? Did you make time to exercise during that time?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm a firm believer in exercising. Like I said, when we were coming, you know, certainly I try to keep it at bay the various types of diseases and afflictions that are besetting seniors, especially, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that is one of the things that keeps me active. Mm-hmm. I have a regimen that I go through 5 days a week. I call it two a day. And what I do is when I get up, I will do yoga for the back stretching. I will do, I have a 2-pound bar that I'll do kind of tennis strokings. Balance is an issue as you age mm-hmm. that really is paramount. The first thing on application or when you go to the doctor's office, have you fallen lately? Mm-hmm. So I do a kind of a leg balancing act. And then I also, if the weather permits, I will go for a 2-block walk or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's the morning. And my PM regimen is I have a 3-station machine in the basement.
Okay.
Pulleys and weights. And I'll do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Or, yeah, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Just to maintain muscle tone. I'm trying to, when you reach my age, you're not building muscle. You know,
you look pretty muscular to me.
Well, thank you.
You look good to me.
On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I will, I have a physical therapy regimen that I follow. The doctor had prescribed many years ago that I have physical therapy for my back. Mm-hmm. So I've adopted that on a regular basis. And so I do that and the afternoons on those particular days. So that's what I try to do is maintain a regimen. And the reason, one of the questions you asked was, what do I derive from it? Mm-hmm. And basically, I don't feel guilty when I fail to do those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, you know, it's the kind of physical regimen that I maintain. Mm-hmm. I even on Tuesdays and Thursdays, because I liked and played so much basketball, I have a drill exercises that I do in my basement mm-hmm. and just to keep my hand-eye coordination mm-hmm. up to snuff, mm-hmm. you know. At 85, I try to be as fit as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't have imagined you were 80 anything. Yeah. So for you to say you're 85 is fantastic. And Henry is still moving and grooving. There's some motivation for me, right? So now I talk to Lisa Say, and she says it doesn't have to stop at 85.
I'm a nurse at St. Patrick Senior Center, and we have been enjoying exercise with our members who are 55 to 102 plus years old.
Are you serious? 102?
102 and counting, and no one is too old to exercise. Anyone can exercise. And it is the best thing to keep you going for wellness in your advancing years, in your better years.
In your particular vision and scope of things, what are some of the more popular ways that seniors like to exercise?
Well, over at St. Patrick Senior Center, we have a lot of dance classes.
Oh, okay.
We have hustle dance, ballroom dance, belly dancing.
What?
And dancing is a fabulous way to exercise and to socialize,
mm-hmm.
so to nourish your body, your mind, your spirit, and your social connections. It is never too late to start exercising. We have a gentleman who is 102 years old, but he started in our ballroom dance classes when he was 80. So it is never too late to start.
Ballroom dancing?
Ballroom dancing.
There's still hope for me after all.
Okay, there's hope for everyone.
Hope for me after all.
Now, I do caution people, if they're starting an exercise program and they've been very inactive, you really just want to start with that 5 to 10 minutes. And sometimes, you know, we get exercising and we start to feel good and we want to just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're young, our bodies can handle that. When we've added a few years of age, you know, sometimes we feel like we can exercise for the 30 or 45 minutes, but then a day, 2 days later, we really feel the after effects.
Yeah, get out the Bengay. Yeah,
right. Achy muscles. And it's not uncommon to
But you had a good time doing it, right?
Right. So I do caution people to start slow,
mm-hmm.
build up gradually. You know, start with that small 5 to 10 minute bite of exercise and gradually build up over time.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you're doing something that becomes painful, please stop and check with your doctor.
Yes, indeed. We want to be healthy and mobile, but not get hurt. Jahara has some thoughts on getting started and having lots of fun.
As we get older, we think, okay, I move slower, so everything I do has to be slower. Mm-hmm. That's not exactly the case. You can have music that's upbeat and still do slower movements. And I found that a lot of I call them the sassy singers, right? They want the jazzy and upbeat tunes. They don't want to. They say, I am a singer in number. I'm not a singer in lifestyle. That's so right. I don't want to take a class where I feel like I'm old. Singer should only be in the title so I get the discount.
Right. AARP, that's right.
Exactly. So that's one of the reasons I love Zumba classes.
But mm-hmm. could you share a person who maybe started at a level they didn't really think that they could participate for a long period of time?
I had a student, she had just recently had a stroke. In her first class, she came in and she said, I can't do the whole class, but my friend comes and she told me it was really upbeat and you're really motivating and you're going to make me move.
Okay.
And I had to tell her, I'm not a drill sergeant. I can't make you do anything. But my goal is to inspire you to want to move. So when she started the class, she did 15 minutes sitting in the chair and then she was out of breath. And we keep fans in the rooms because, like you said, a lot of the women that are over 50, you come with your own personal weather guard.
Yes, we do.
So you get hot, then you get cold. We have a paper towel for you. We have fans. We have water. By the end of that particular semester, she was able to do 30 minutes of the class standing up.
Wow.
She wasn't the fastest moving person. She couldn't do all the turns because they made her dizzy, but she kept at it, and she was able to move. She stayed with us for 4 years.
Wow.
And then she would be coming in with cakes. And I would say, Miss Deborah,
you
know,
can't have
it
cakes
has to be, we can't have cake at 10 o'clock in the morning. She's like, it's carrot cake. It's vegetables in it.
Vegetables?
No.
That's cute.
But she's like, it kept me motivated. So she lost the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then it helped. She had asthma as well, so it helped with her lung capacity.
Wow.
She said, I'm sitting up. I noticed I'm sitting up straighter because when we do the cool down, she said, my back cracked.
Mm-hmm.
And so our speaker went out one time and we were doing the stretch and we heard this loud pop. I thought someone fell. She's like, no, I told you, Penny.
That was her back.
That was her back. But you could see like the way her shoulders started opening up, her
mm-hmm.
head started lifting higher because she said, I feel taller.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it was said, I don't move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I walk when I have to go somewhere, but I don't move and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the classes she was taking, she said, they made me feel like I was a senior citizen. I mean, I am.
Yeah, but I don't want to feel like it.
But I don't want to feel like it.
Okay. So I think I'm going to give Zumba a try. And maybe even a dance class. Yeah, I think I'll try it. But you know one thing I do realize? Jahara, Lisa, and Henry seem to agree that not every exercise has to involve aggressive motion.
So you talked about yoga. Many times people question what is the big deal about yoga.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen, you know, on TV, the stretching, and it doesn't really look like you're physically working those muscles and things. But what have you found yoga to be in terms of it being
I
an
had
advantage?
Taken yoga for the back with the offered by the city of Southfield, and the reason I had my back was stiffening,
mm-hmm.
and so I knew it was arthritis, or I suspected that's what it was. And what it does is it flexes the back, and
mm-hmm.
first thing in the morning when you get out of bed, you're very stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'll do is I'll get on the mat and I'll do the cobra, you know, the raises.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll get lay on my back and you know, raise my legs
mm-hmm.
up. And I'll put my leg on the seat of the stationary bike I have
mm-hmm.
and just stretch. And that's basically what the you know, I derive from the yoga is stretching, loosening the muscles and keeping them supple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
supple. I like that. Think about our skin. You know, women think about how supple our skin.
I am all in on yoga. Hearing Henry talk about it reinforces for me how good yoga has made me feel. Have you tried it? Oh, I think it's wonderful. So Lisa has a suggestion on another slow exercise.
We also have Tai Chi classes.
Okay.
And Tai Chi is a very slow-moving martial art that is notable for improving balance as well. With the slow movements, it's really improving your balance as you are slowly moving through the routine. It enhances your proprioception, your body's awareness of where it is in space and in relationship to the floor, the ground, and where your other joints are.
Mm-hmm. Let me say that the Reset Podcast has been a blessing to me because my mother fell yesterday. My mother is prone to falls, and she's been falling. She's had lumbar fractures, pelvic fractures, etc. And I think as we age, we think we can do things that we can't any longer. She's had a stroke. So for you to say fall prevention definitely is something I want to hear more of. I need to hear more of as we are navigating toward her health and well-being. So tell us more about the prevention part of the falls.
Well, there are a lot of things that we can look at for preventing falls. Some of that is our environment. Do we have clear walkways? Do we have sturdy handrails to hold on to? Some of it is the clothing selection we make. Are we wearing sturdy closed-toed shoes instead of flip-flops or platform shoes? Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of things that we need to look at when a person falls to find out why did they fall. But another thing that we can do to prevent falls, in addition to addressing all of those areas, is to improve our strength in our core mm-hmm. and in our lower extremities, our legs, mm-hmm. and to work on balance exercises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honestly, this is like a dream come true to have a conversation with you about that, because I have been consciously thinking about ways my mother could prevent the falls that she's had. So what things would you recommend for a person who has lower extremity weakness?
So chair exercise is a wonderful, safe place for almost everyone to start. Mm-hmm. We say that anyone can exercise, but there are some people who may have some conditions that should check with their doctor. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you feel dizzy when you stand up, if you have joint pain, if you have chest pain or shortness of breath when you do simple movements around the house, when you're walking around the house or doing simple exercise, mm-hmm. you should take your doctor's advice to learn about what limits or modifications you should make to exercise. But almost everyone can do exercise with some modifications. And chair exercises are a very safe place to start. We can get our heart rate up to get that cardiovascular aerobic exercise, even sitting in a chair, mm-hmm. if we are feeling stable enough, balanced enough to stand and hold on to the chair, that can help us with our balance as we do some balance improvement exercises. And just getting that range of motion, moving all of our joints, and it's not just the leg exercises. Mm-hmm. We do arm, shoulder exercises as well, because we use our whole body to balance.
Mm-hmm. You know, it occurs to me that one time of the year when it's hard to get outside and exercise, of course, it's winter, especially when there's snow and ice on the ground. So I put this question to Henry.
What things do you do? You can't go outside and exercise, mm-hmm. or you can't shoot basketball, you can't go for that nice vigorous walk. What do you do internally in your mm-hmm. home that helps you so when spring comes you can just maintain and revisit what you mm-hmm. do outside?
Yeah, I do have a stationary bike.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of my regimen for that. The afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll get on the bike every day and do 15 to a half an hour.
Oh, okay.
And put the tube in front of you, the TV.
Right, yeah.
And you know, before you know it, the half an hour is up. Now, if you have a stationary bike. Now, I have the luxury in my home, in the basement, it's structured so that it's circular.
Mm-hmm.
So I can, and part of my regimen is taking the basketball, and it's carpeted, so it's harder to dribble.
Right.
But that challenges more.
Yes.
So I'm literally dribbling around a circle in my basement, and you know, that in itself, like I said, it helps the walking. Mm-hmm. It helps the arm mm-hmm, movement,
mm-hmm.
And so those are the things that I've been fortunate to have in my home. Now, I think just maintaining a regimen like I do in the morning, that of exercising, is very helpful during the cold days.
Yes.
You know, it really one of the things I did mention is that also exercising or physical activity affects your mind, spiritual, your makeup, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
It gives you a positive outlook.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why one of the benefits of exercising
mm-hmm.
is your whole outlook is lifted.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Henry's focus on positive mental influence of exercise. Jahara also has a focus on inner peace.
So you're Miss Muhammad, and so we know that you're a Muslim, and is that part of your religious belief, and that is to stay active? I know food is important, but also from an exercise or moving standpoint, how important is that?
From a moving standpoint, we do believe in fasting. So you see a lot of articles on, you know, intermittent fasting. You have those 12-hour, 16-hour breaks. So we believe in the once-a-day eating, of course, moving. And then, again, it's back to mindfulness. So doing enough for what you need, not overindulging. And a lot of the culture that is here is to overindulge. We have plenty, so just, you know, take more than you need.
Right.
And a lot of our particular culture, religion, is about your peace. And not only inner peace, but the actual peace you need for life.
With so many choices of exercise, it can be a little overwhelming. Where to begin? Where to go take classes? Here's a bigger question. Can I afford it? Well, Lisa has some great suggestions.
So there are senior centers, if you are 60 and over, but some places have ages to get into senior centers as early as 50 and over. So check with your local senior center to see what their availability is, what kind of classes they have. There are dance and exercise programs in churches, in schools, in community groups, parks and rec departments. So it doesn't have to be a fancy membership to a gym. It doesn't have to be expensive. It can just be a walking group or an exercise group that you make with your friends or your neighbors.
Yeah, I'm really glad you said that it doesn't have to be expensive, because a lot of times people feel, since they're on a fixed income, that they can't afford the pleasures, if you will, excuse me, of a Zumba class. You know, they can't enjoy the pleasures of a ballroom class or something similar to that. So there are organizations all around the state where people can actually go and enjoy themselves, and maybe even for free. Many of them are free services.
Some of them, like YMCAs, mm-hmm. if you have a Silver Sneakers membership with your Medicare Advantage plan, there are many local gyms, and I believe the YMCAs, that you can get into for free with your Silver Sneakers card. The YMCAs also have scholarships for people who have a low income.
Hmm.
So you can always call and ask if they have financial assistance available for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we think, you know, this exercise class or this membership might cost a few dollars, or, you know, maybe even $30 or $40 a month if you're trying to go to a specific gym. And yes, that's a little bit of a cost, but think of what benefit that mm-hmm. gives to you in your healthy aging. And what does it cost to be inactive?
Mm.
What does it cost to be hospitalized?
Right.
What does it cost to not be able to do the things that you want to do? There's a cost to that.
Absolutely.
And so the benefit that you get from your investment in exercise will pay off multiple fold.
So there are people who, like I said, they work all day. The last thing I want to do is go someplace, even if it's dancing. They do not want to do it. And I think a lot of times the misconception is when you are working, and even here for me, when I'm working, I'm going upstairs, I'm walking. And so I feel like at the end of my day, I've done enough.
Well, those steps do count.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's still important to get that continuous time of increasing the heart rate. Mm-hmm. So if you can keep going up and down the steps for 5 minutes at a time to continue getting that cardiovascular benefit, mm-hmm. or vacuuming, okay. You know, if you're vacuuming your house or
Lisa,
doing,
are you telling
doing
me
your
clean
garden.
My house more? Is that what's
no,
happening here?
No.
I can, though.
I'm just saying
I
that
actually.
That the things that we do, you know, our housework, our gardening,
yeah.
that we can count some of that as mm-hmm. exercise, mm-hmm. especially if we're building up our heart rate, mm-hmm. or if we're carefully lifting some weights gently, mm-hmm. getting some resistance exercise, mm-hmm. or working on our balance. I always tell my Matter of Balance participants that when you're standing in the kitchen making your breakfast, waiting for your coffee to warm up, hold on to the counter and do some toe raises.
Okay.
Raise your heels, do some toe stands. Try to do some one-legged, you know, standing on one leg, or sidestepping. That we can work that exercise into the things that we're doing so often.
You know, it's comforting to know that there are low-cost and even no-cost options out there. We just need to seek them out. Jahara sees a social benefit for all of us to be in a class, especially men.
With the 50-plus for men, they actually like the group classes because
okay.
you miss that sense of camaraderie. You're retired now and you spend a lot of time at home.
Mm-hmm.
So those group exercise classes, it gives you a sense of accountability because you have other people who you're used to seeing at a specific time of
mm-hmm.
day. And then, like you said, they're the contact sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you were going to play basketball or golf or football with your buddies, if you missed practice, they were calling you like, where are you at?
Yeah.
So if you're in a community class, then you have that sense of not only camaraderie, but again, accountability. And that's one thing that I've noticed when I've talked to men, they like group classes because they need that sense of accountability
mm-hmm.
since you're used to speaking with someone.
Beyond the social benefit we all get from exercising together, Jahara sees a community benefit too.
If you don't feel that you're at that age where, okay, you know, I don't have to work. It's time for me to love my life. You can
mm-hmm.
exercise, take care of yourself, take those Zumba classes, take a walk along the river, start a walking club,
mm-hmm.
do things in groups so that you have that community support.
What do you find the most appealing about the river walk?
I like to bike ride
mm-hmm.
or walk along the river, especially in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, someone has a radio, they're playing some jazz, there are people doing hustles, and you just see these different groups of people all participating in some type of sense of community, right, along the river walk.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're walking or riding or doing your healthy movement, watching the water, watching the people, you get a sense of calm in all the hustle and bustle that is of the city. It's this little section of
mm-hmm.
beauty along the Riverwalk
yes.
that almost seems separate from the rest of the motor part
right,
of the city
right.
that allows your mind to come to a state of rest and relaxation as you're working out. So the vibe of the Riverwalk is what it makes it the most appealing to me.
So I don't know about you, but I'm feeling motivated. I want to dance and do some yoga, some Tai Chi, and maybe even help my mom with some chair exercises. But what I really would love to do is go for a long walk along the river. You know what? I hope I see you there because I'm going to be that person facing the sun and the wind with a big smile. So I want you to come on over and say hello to me. And most of all, I hope you join us for the next episode of the Reset Podcast, we'll be talking about food, not just any food, but yummy, healthy food. Oh, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But first, where did my gym shoes go?
The Reset Podcast is a project of the University of Michigan School of Public Health in partnership with the Detroit Health Department and is produced by Michigan Media. Funding is provided by the National Institute of Nursing Research.